life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure.
So it's Saturday morning, and we're going to talk about the coronavirus that's spreading and want to calm the people of this country down a little bit and understand what this virus is about today. So you check in today, we're talking about viruses, but more so the new strain out there. And Barbie is you, beautiful. James Blunt. And we're going to start all over. And I'll come back and talk about corona viruses.
My life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. Pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked on by. She could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't think that I'll see her again, but we shared a moment that will last till the end. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Seeing her pass by, and you know you'll never see her again. It's a small world, man. But sometimes you meet people and you never meet them again. But you know, internet has made the world very small. World very small, actually. So whether it's North Korea, whether it's China, whether it's the UK, one little message you send out, it can touch all these people. So we're touchable now. Yeah, technology on the increase. But guys, we're talking about the coronavirus. You know, viruses, generally, these guys don't have a body, you know. They got two types of them. You got the RNA virus and the DNA virus, double-stranded virus and the single-stranded ribonuclear type of virus. We call it RNA versus DNA. And then you would hear about, you remember I spoke to you guys about a virus called the papillomavirus in the past, right? The papillomavirus, the human papillomavirus, the HPV that young children would have, and also it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. People, at least once, there's so 100 strains, and you could get, all of us get infected at least once in our lifetime. That's a DNA virus, human papillomavirus. And then the herpes virus, a lot of people get a herpes. Well, that's a sexually transmitted virus. And the herpes virus, that also is a DNA virus. Double-stranded, not single-stranded. And that can affect a lot of people, right? But then you have the single-stranded one, like the HIV. And hepatitis virus is a single-stranded RNA virus. But also, how about the coronavirus? Single-stranded. Now, these viruses got a little small coat. And they can't, I'm talking about both DNA and RNA. I'm going to tell you about the coronavirus because this stuff is, everybody's thinking about it. The world is concerned about it. The WHO, the World Health Organization, concerned about it. But I want to tell the Barbadian public and the people at large about this thing so you could calm your fears and understand how to deal with it. But you guys know about it. Everybody at one time or the other would have had the flu or the cold virus symptoms, right? So it's the same type of thing we're going to be talking about today. But I want to differentiate today because today there's some concern, political concerns, health concerns, and all the type of concerns. Now, the coronavirus in itself is an RNA virus. And you think of where it came from? It came from China. Wuhan, China, that's where it's originated, right? This new strand, but this thing has been around since the 1960s. It's been around. And everybody at least once in their lifetime would be infected by one of these coronaviruses, at least once in their lifetime. So you see, it's similar to that human papilloma or the HPV we talked about a few months ago. Similar type of thing. So you hear what I say again. At least one time in your lifetime, you'd be infected by this RNA virus, the coronavirus. And the thing is about it, there are 30 types, just like you have 100 types or so of the HPV, human papillomavirus, 30 types of this stuff. And then we got to talk about other viruses. But I want you to understand what's happening in China. Over 1,300 people were affected by this thing. And some of it has been seen in certain areas like France, some just recently in the U.S., also Australia, and the Asian countries, Korea and so forth, got this thing. It's moving around, so we'll talk about it. Hasn't touched the Caribbean as yet, and we're hoping it doesn't come here. But I'm going to prepare you guys at least to know what it is about you, because you heard about the Zika before, right? Right? You heard about the Zika was wrong. That type of, that were causing a lot of pandemonium and stuff. But I want to calm the Barbados public, as Dr. George said. Not to worry about. We got things in place just in case anything should just hit our shores. But 20% of the colds are caused by coronavirus? Yeah. 20%. Yes, and you have rhinovirus that causes most of the common cold, another RNA virus. And then you have the flu. You guys heard about influenza virus. Also causes the cold. So they're all from the same type of, they do the same thing, type of same symptoms. So that's confusing a lot of doctors right now, because you can't tell whether you got coronavirus as your cause of your cold, whether it's the rhinovirus cause of your cold, and or whether it's the influenza virus which caused the cold and the flu. You're going to learn about that today. You may have heard about the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS. That's a serious type of the coronavirus. And you may have heard of that happened, as a matter of fact, in Saudi Arabia in 2012. And then 2003, you heard about severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, killed a few people. 2003, those are the serious forms of the coronavirus. But this new coronavirus, they call it corona because of the shape. It got a crown shape, you know, like the rhino virus. They call it rhino. Rhino means nose, right? It hangs out in the nostril and the sinuses, and then influences. Of course, flu, they always got a name associated, whatever the virus means or portrays. So this coronavirus, this new type out, coronavirus 2019-nCoV. That's the strain that is in China, came out from China, that people are worried about. And I'll tell you about it. Coronavirus 2019-nCoV. Tears and Rain. Yeah. James Blunt, baby. Just Like You're Beautiful. Hey, this guy, I like this guy, you know. He did very well. Got a voice that would knock you out. But some people don't have patience. He didn't win the award for You're Beautiful. And he just said, you know what? He was nominated, but he didn't win it. He just put on his guitar on his shoulder and walked into the sunset. So I'm done with music. It's like this guy called, I forgot his name. What is his boxer name again? I remember. He was one of the best guys out there, doing well, but he didn't handle the fame very well. And I'll tell you the name when I come back. But he walked away, man. He said, you're done with boxing. No, you got to be patient, guys. You can't win every time. Remember I said that for every success stories, there are 15 failures. But nobody tell you about the failures. Tears and Rain by James Blunt. I will be right back.
Pleasure's the same. It just keeps me from trouble. Hides my true shape like Dorian Gray. I've heard what they say, but I'm not here for trouble. It's more than just words. It's just tears and rain. I wish I could walk through the doors of my mind. Oh, memory close at hand, help me understand the years. I wish I could choose between heaven and hell. I wish I would save my soul. I'm so cold. Trouble.
That's James Blunt, actually. Tears and Rain. Guys, let me tell you how the virus works. You see, a lot of times you get the cold, and about what you do, you take a little bit of vitamin C. Yes, and you try to, you know, take all kind of cocktails and concoction, hoping to get rid of the stuff. But the virus come in, do a little thing, and move. I'm not kidding you, man. Look at the more times you get a cold. 4 to 7 days, gone to the next victim. It's amazing how it works. This is one piece of you. Well, if you got an immune system problem, and your immune system is low, or you got some type of heart disease or heart problem, or you're diabetic, anything that compromises your immune system, you're predisposed to a real serious infection. So people who've got these immunocompromised type of bodies or system, they need to be careful, okay? But generally, these flu guys just come and have a party, make a lot of babies, and then go. Now listen to how it happens. The RNA virus, example, the coronavirus, come and inject its DNA, because remember, they can't replicate outside. On the table, on the doorknobs, all those places you find them, they can't replicate, they can't make more. What they do, they'll hang out there, and if they don't get into some type of host system, they die. So, you got them hanging around because people are sneezing, people are coughing, people are doing all kind of stuff, and it's going to hang out on that medium that don't have enough nutrients or any DNA, no cytoplasm, nothing to really get them moving. So what do you think these RNA viruses do and the DNA viruses do? They just come inject that stuff into your cytoplasm or the inside of your cell. Start off with one cell. And you know what happened? It say, hey, stop all of the action that's going on with your cell. What your cell doing? Takes control of the entire thing. Remember I talked to you about cancer? Cancer does the same type of thing. Just stop all the stuff going on with what you're making, the proteins you make. The same thing with these viruses. They come and control the strong man of the house. Control your cells and say, hey, make proteins, make my coat, make more of me. And that's how they replicate. Yes, they make a lot. The cells burst, release, go to other cells, infected. That's why you get a symptom. So that's how virus works. They cannot work on their own. They use your cell, your machinery to really replicate. And remember that the coronavirus can affect both animals and humans, all right? So we talked about this new strain that came out from China. It's called the coronavirus 2019-NCOV. All right, we know some people in those areas succumb to the virus. They didn't tell us what the condition of those individuals were. But I want to tell you about the symptoms. It's the same thing as the influenza virus and the rhinovirus that caused the cold and the flu. Runny nose. A cough. A sore throat. Fever. Headaches. A general feeling of being unwell. You don't have to have all of those. But if you get a runny nose and you're coughing, or you got a sore throat and you got a little fever, you got headaches and you got a little runny nose, mix up a couple of things, see your doctor. Go see your doctor. Odds are you just got rhinovirus, some cold and stuff like that from the rhinovirus, or probably influenza virus. But those are the symptoms. Similar, very similar to all of your flu-like and cold-like symptoms. So there's nothing different. But remember what I said before. I said that people who are immunocompromised, whether it's heart disease, whether it's you got HIV or some type of things that affect some cancer or anything that affect your immune system, and your body run down, real run down, you're predisposed. Because what happened with this virus, it can infect not only the sinuses and the nasal cavity. it can go down to the lung and cause pneumonia. Right? And that's what we don't want. But not in the area, right? Not in Barbados right now. I noticed in the news that Trinidad is really stepping up in their precautions to make sure that nothing happens. But you come through to Barbados in our airport, man, listen, the people here are well trained and equipped to deal with these things, to look for all these things. And we got, I remember always coming through, man, there are dogs out there. A lot of officers is just looking here to make sure and stuff. And I guarantee if you're sneezing and coughing, they can pull you over. So guys, don't no panic or no pandemonium, right? Dr. George was right what he said a couple of days ago in the news. We got some good officers and good doctors here in this country, the best in the Caribbean. As a matter of fact, we are parallel to none. And I would say, as they always say, that medicine in this country is really, really super standard and can compare with all of those North American countries, because our doctors are committed to health care and our people, because a win for the patient is always a win for the doctor. Listen, you heard about the symptoms, you heard about this new strain, you heard about what's happening, how it does its job. When we come back, we'll tell you if you start to have, let's say it should happen, how you should prevent it. There are no vaccines for coronavirus. Yes, you got vaccines for HPV like we do for the young kids, 11, 10 to 13. We give them the vaccine, male and female, to prevent this HPV, which can, with not a virus there now that can cause, you know, this one here, of course, is a DNA virus, but it's the same virus. It can cause cancers of the cervix and so forth. We talked about that before. But we're talking about coronavirus today. Corona, like the car virus, Crohn type of virus. You come back, we'll tell you if you find people sneezing and having some of these symptoms I mentioned before, and you remember what they are, right? Runny nose, cough, sore throat, fever, headaches, and generalized feeling of unwell. What to do? Otis Redding, man, I sorry to meet this guy. I remember he was in love with Carla Thomas. I think he was on his way to meet her. He just left into, straight away, he went away, man. Didn't even know. You know, a lot of people leave this world and they don't know. Yeah. Some people, it just happened suddenly, baby. Some people said they want to leave like that. But I can't say goodbye. This is how strong my love is. That's all this. And we'll be right back to wrap up this program. We're going to talk about a flex that is coming up on February 29th. Yes, we're going to talk about that program. It's the first one to run bodybuilding for the year. We'll be right back.
I'll be the weeping willow, drowning in my tears. And you can go swimming when you are here. And I'll be the rainbow after the tears are gone. Wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. That's how strong my love is, darling. That's how strong my love is. All the tears whenever you cry. I'll be the breeze after the storm is gone to dry your eyes.
Yes, all right, guys. So before I wrap up the program, I want to introduce two of my guests here today. We have Trisha Beckles, who, as a matter of fact, she originated. Flex started with her and the bodybuilding competition. So all the credit. All the credit. We, the Barbados Amateur Bodybuilding Association, we have given her the credit for that because she's, well, last year was spectacular and we, everybody enjoyed that program. It ran smoothly, very short, to the point. Listen, got a better program for you today. And also we have here my daughter, Evaslyn. Evaslyn is going to talk also a little bit. So nice to have these two beautiful ladies here with me. So let me start off with you, Trisha. Tell me about this program.
Good morning to all. Thank you, Dr. Sparman, for having me.
Yeah, well, that's great. It's always to have you here. I mean, listen, I'm excited about the program. I didn't do anything at all last year. I just sat there and enjoyed the treat. The treat was great. So you tell me, where's going? As a matter of fact, no, before that, tell me about the program. Just about the program.
Okay, so the show consists of three segments. Wheelchair bodybuilding, Mr. and Mrs. Fit model, and kids fitness.
Good. So it means that you have the first one would be fit model. It means all the good-looking guys with good bodies are there. And then you can have the nice, sexy ladies, the ones that didn't make the beauty pageant, right?
Yes.
You missed that, guys. Don't forget. And all your people out there, you want to apply, it's online. You can apply online. www.barbadosbodybuilding.com. If you go there, it'll show you exactly how to get online. Make your application there, because if you miss the pageant, Miss Barbados or Miss World, this is the second best thing. This is always the second best thing. So apply, and we want to see you on stage there, because there are competitions you can go and compete. We, the Barbados Bodybuilding Association, will send you to compete around the world if you do well. Good. So next, that's the first one. Second one is the children, a lot of kids. Hey, children, athletic kids out there doing their stuff. It's really cool. Really cool to see. And lastly, we have the wheelchair. Man, last year we had some guys with some real mean six-pack and stuff like that. I think we have more competitors this year. So that's a nice program. A very nice program. So, Evaslyn, what are your input into this program? Yeah, so you got a question for her, don't you?
Yeah, where is the show?
Well, you said, where is the show? Where's the show? How do you say that in Spanish anyway?
A onda es el show.
Oh, that's it. you said that. For our Spanish listeners, yeah, fine. Trisha, you going to answer that?
Sure. The show will be held at the Derek Smith School and Vocational Center, which is located at Jackman St. Michael.
Oh, the children. What is it again?
The Derek Smith School and Vocational.
And when will the tickets be available?
The tickets should be out next week, and they can purchase the tickets for $25 at the Dr. Sparman's clinic.
Good, good, that's fine. And then,
how much is it, the price?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see that in Spanish now.
¿Cuánto es el precio?
Oh, you see that? So we cater for our Spanish people. My daughter, she's Spanish and English, you know. More Spanish than English, but she's getting there. Yeah, what's the price?
You can purchase your tickets for $25 from the Dr. Sparman's clinic, pay $30 at the door.
Yeah, but then we're going to have a few other places that we're going to have the tickets, right? Like that place, Music.
AMB Music,
but that's going to be available probably in another week or two.
Yes.
All right, guys, come on. You got to come to this show. I want to tell you quickly before I close off, what you do if you feel you have these symptoms that I mentioned before. Wash your hands. Always wash your hands with soap and water. Yeah. Or some alcohol-based sanitizer. That's a good way. Keeps your hands and your fingers away from your nose, your eyes, and your mouth. Very important. And avoid close contact with people who are infected with the cold and so forth. But listen, I want to thank you guys for listening. No panic. The coronavirus is out there. But we are ready for it if it comes anywhere in the area. We're about to leave here right now.
I called you here today.
The Manhattan's, guys. Thank you for listening, as always. A shout out to Anna. It was nice being a service to you, Anna. You're a nice girl. Hey, thank you. May you have a good day. And guys, every Saturday, 99:30, the Dark Living with the Dark.
We've been meeting here.
The Manhattans.
Every day.
Out here. I thank my visitors and, for being here. It was nice being here with you, as always. And I see you next week.
When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done goes wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is to do.